So we're looking now at Rabbi Nosson of Breslov in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Pikadon, which are the laws in monetary law, which is Choshen Mishpat, for deposits. If I deposit something in your possession and you're responsible to guard it and return it. And we're looking at paragraph number 14. This is a very long chapter. We're not even looking at the midway mark, the halfway mark in chapter 5. So just give you an idea, a concept of how long this is. The last time I was here in this room was on Tisha B'Av, where I spoke for like 4 hours straight. So I'm kind of happy that I'm here on a more happy occasion. You know, we're already in the Shiva Dinechemta, you know, the weeks of consolation. And within the context of the laws of Pikadon, we're curious to know about interpersonal relationships in general, and especially with regard to mammon, with regard to monetary laws. And Chazal tell us, Yehi mammon chavercha chaviv olecha kishelcha. Someone else's possessions should be precious to you as if they were your own. Be very careful about someone else's possessions, not to destroy them or even injure them, either directly or indirectly. And then the Mishnah continues by saying, "Vahasken atzmecha lilmot Torah," and work very hard and prepare yourself to study Torah. You might think that, well, my father was a great scholar, my grandfather was a Talmud Chacham, I don't have to work so hard. No, she'ene Yerushalacha. You should know it's not something that you inherit. There's no inheritance. You know, there's no guarantee. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. And all your activities should always be for the sake of heaven. So we start with a concept called Ahava. Ahava means love, of course. And Rabbi Nosson writes, Zeh b'chinas ahava, when you're careful about someone else's possessions and they're precious in your eye, then you are manifesting a certain love. A love for klolius hanefashos, for all people. Not only for one specific person, he's your friend. And that means she'ehov kol echad es chavero kenafsho. Wow, this is a very high standard of love. To love his friend the way he loves himself. As the pasuk says, ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. L'kayim b'shleimus mitzvus ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha shu klal gadol b'torah. Ve'ikar hazhara shel avas ha'chaverim hu b'yoser b'inyan mamon. Why is it that there's so much emphasis in the context of Ava with regard to someone else's possessions, monetary possessions? Kisham ikar akina vasina. Where is their competition? There's many different dimensions of life and your behavior and status symbols in which there's competition, but there's a particularly sharp and almost acute competition and even jealousy and hatred with regard to monetary possessions. I'm jealous of someone else. And I want others to be jealous of me. I want to beat them. I want to be first. And if they continue to compete with me, and as a result, instead of coming in first, I come in second or third or fourth. I engender a certain enmity towards them, chas v'shalom. Kayadua l'kol. Rabbi Nosson claims this is a basic psychological principle that there's so much competition. I know of a certain neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York. I come from Brooklyn, New York. Anyone else here? You too? So a certain neighborhood, maybe you'll figure it out on your own, I don't want to mention it. I have lots of cousins who live there, my wife's family. And you should know that they have a phrase in that area, when you hire a carpenter to build you a kitchen, make me a kitchen, I'm not going to say the next two words, so that my neighbor will be so jealous, she'll die of envy. You know, this is what goes on. In the area of physical possessions, how much money are you making? People are jealous. They compare, you know, I make such and such amount of money, and you make more than the money. Oh, you're better than me because you have a better job than me, right? This is so contemporary. We live in a rat race, in a world of competition. And he says, therefore, if you look in Parshas Kedoshim, in Sefer Vayikra, where the Torah commands us, V'ahavta l'reich kamocha, immediately afterwards, Nismach Elov, Achrov, as Haros, you have different lotases, not to be jealous, not to take revenge, not to hate your friend, not to cheat him. But the real source and the root of all these prohibitions, do not steal, do not deny a claim that you really owe someone when you know you owe someone. Don't take jealousy and revenge. It's all about ligmol chesed im chavero. It really emanates from love. If I have love for my friend and I want to extend chesed, I want to do goodness and benevolence. And sometimes it requires lavar al midosov. Does anybody know what that phrase means? Lavar al midosov? It means to overcome your natural tendency. I mean, I asked you to lend me your vacuum cleaner. And you were afraid maybe I would misuse it. And you refused to lend me your vacuum cleaner. Now tomorrow you come to me and you ask me to lend you a sharpening knife. And I am afraid to lend it to you because you didn't want to lend it to me. It's a natural tendency. But the Torah prohibits it. And therefore you have to be over al midosov. You have to overcome your natural tendencies. The afal pisha chaver lo hishalo, even though yesterday his friend refused to lend him something, yavar al midosov, overcome your natural tendencies, v'yashilo, and lend him what he's asking you for. B'liatochas dvorim, and you can't even say to him, oh, you know what, yesterday I'm better than you, because I'm so benevolent, you refused to lend me something yesterday, and I'm going to, even that has to be removed. And the Torah concludes this entire package by saying, V'ahavta l'reich kamocha, and how do you fulfill the mitzvah, the kiyum of Ava? And it's, Ein makpidim. It's when one person is not makpid on the other person. I naturally should have a reason to be makpid, to be very, insulted by the fact that you didn't do it for me, and why should I do it for you? But ein makadim zed zevim kol, to overcome the natural jealousy, that tendency of competition, that I have to be greater than you. And now we begin to understand how the Mishnah connects this concept of being careful about your friend's mammon with limud Torah, with studying the Torah. As we said before, the study of the Torah is not a yerusha. It's not something that you inherit greatness and scholarship in Torah. You've got to work very hard. And what's the kesher and the chibur in this Mishnah? What's the connection? You start with Yimamon Chavercha, Chavalecha Mishalcha, be very careful about your friends' monetary possessions. That's called Ava Klolis HaNefashos, to love all Nefashos, all Jews. Is Al Yidei Zeh, by embracing that love for all Jews, Nechlolim, we become connected to Chachma Ilah. Okay, now he uses a Kabbalistic term from the writings of the Zohar and the Arizal called Chachma Ilah. This is a higher level of knowledge. Not the knowledge that you and I are aware of, which is based on physics and whatever we see in front of our eyes, what's called empirical sciences. No, no, no. There's a greater, higher, more abstract chachma, which is called chachmi la. And that's the seichel hakolel. That is the intellect or intelligence that encompasses the entire world, all the worlds. The ikar shlemus haTorah, that's the perfection of Torah. Right, God looked into the Torah when He created the world, when He created the universe. Everything is in the Torah. The Torah is there for the chachmi la. It's the seichel hakolel. It's that absolute body of knowledge that encompasses everything. And therefore, v'zeu haskein atzuch halil motor, prepare yourself for the study of Torah. Eina Yerusha l'cha, it's not something that you can inherit. V'kosha l'chora, halo mevur v'pasuk Yerusha ilonu kosh katuv Torah tziv alonu Moshe. What's that? What's the end of the pasuk? Morasha hi kilis Yaakov. The Torah is something that you bequeath to the next generation, and your heirs will inherit your Torah. So how are we saying now that the Mishnah says no, there's no such thing as inheritance with regard to Torah? And the answer is because the Shlemus HaTorah, the perfectionist Torah, meaning the perfect Torah, the ideal Torah, is Torah Nichleles B'Sharsha B'China Seichel HaKolel. It's that Torah, not specific Torah. You know, my father taught me this, and my father taught me that, and my mother taught me this, and my Rebbe taught me that, and I have this knowledge and that knowledge in particular. No, no, no. There's something that goes above all these different parts of Torah. It's the Seichel HaKolel. It's the Shlemus HaTorah. The Shlemus HaTorah that goes above and beyond the total sum of its parts. It's something that's greater than the sum of its parts. And he calls it Kodshei Kodshim. Does anybody know what Kodshei Kodshim is? Don't all answer at once. I can't hear so many voices at the same time. Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy. Right, you have different levels of Kodesh, of things that are sanctimonious, that are sanctified. The highest level is called Kodshei Kodshim. Like, for example, a Korban Ola, which is Kodesh Kodashim, Kodshei Kodshim, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach, everything goes up to heaven. Or, for example, the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Kodesh HaKodashim. What's in the middle of the Kodesh HaKodashim, anybody remember? The Evan Shasiyah. There's a stone. It's there to this day. And we have the Luchos HaEvan. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu receives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu those tablets upon which God engraved the Aseres HaDibros. That's Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the holiest of holy. And how do we achieve that level of Torah of Kodesh Kadoshim, of the Seichel HaKolel, of Chachmi La? How do we get to that? You and I would have said, well, we have to learn Yom V'Laila, and we got to take every exam and make sure we pass with flying colors, and we get smicha from this one and smicha from that one. Now the OU has its own smicha program. This is how I achieve Chachmi La. No! Says Rabbi Nosson, that's not going to do it for you. Because Chachmi La means the Seichel HaKolel. It means Kodesh Kadoshim. It doesn't mean individual segments of Torah and specific halachas that are on an enumerated list. And it all depends upon getting that Seichel HaKolel. How do I achieve that Seichel HaKolel? And the answer is, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Because if I love every single Jew, I integrate the entire body of the Jewish people to one entity, which is called the Nefesh HaKoleles. And through the Nefesh HaKoleles, I can achieve the Seichel HaKolel, the Torah HaShlema, the Chachmi La, that's kolel everything. V'zeu Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morasha kilus Yaakov. Why is there an emphasis on Yaakov? You know, we talk about Bnei Yisrael. Why here is the name Yaakov singled out to describe the Torah that Moshe gave us? Kilus Yaakov. Why are we called the community of Yaakov? Hainu k'shi Yisrael nekalim v'nikbatzim yachad b'yavav yachdus b'neim ozim nechlolim v'shoresh ha-Torah oz ha-Torah Yerushalonu ki oz dafki yichol mahamshich al atzmo kedushas ha-Torah. And Yaakov Avinu represents the entire Kehillah, the entire community of all of Israel. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, when he bestows the brachos at the end of Sefer Bereishis in Vayechi, he calls the entire group of his children of the Shvatim together. And they respond, Shema Yisrael. And this he calls Kishi Yisrael Nikhalim. We gather together at assembly, Vinikbatsim Yachad, one kibbutz. Right? Kibbutz. Kibbutz, we think of a socialist moshav, right? A yishuv. But that's not what he means by Nikbatsim. Nikbatsim means when you integrate individuals into one whole. And once you get to that level of nikhalim v'nikbatzim yachad v'ava v'achdus b'neim, oz heim nikhlolim v'shorash ha-Torah. Now we get to the root of Torah, to the ultimate Torah, to the Chachmi Law. Now we're part of a Yerusha community. What is the Yerusha? The community of inheritance? It's the inheritance of Torah, because Torah is now the reflection, the manifestation of Abba Koleles. The Torah is now that entity of Chachmi Law, which is the Torah Koleles, which is the Kodshei Kodshim, and Klal Yisrael as an entity will acquire that Torah Koleles, that Kodesh Kodashim. And that's what we can link into if we can be part of it. This is such a revolutionary idea. Who would think that from V'ahavta l'reich kamocha we can jump to an understanding and a comprehension of Torah? And which Torah? The highest level of Torah, the Chachmi Lav Torah, the Torah of Shlemus. How? By linking ourselves up with the indivisible entity which is called the Klolus of Yisrael, the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael, the Kehilas Yaakov. And that's when we can inherit Torah. And Rashi says, "Bit asfam yachad baguda achas, v'shalom b'neihem." What does it mean, Kilas Yaakov? When is the Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov? When we gather together as one indivisible entity with peace and harmony and love between us, we form one indivisible entity. Avol kishein shalom chas v'shalom yesh machlokes. If there's going to be contention and division and machlokes, then we get to something called shichacha. Shichacha means forgetfulness. Very bad. That's histalkus ha-Torah. That's when the Torah removes itself from us. The opposite of shichacha is zikaron, is to remember. We spoke about it many times. That the Ikar, the main thing and our goal, our agenda, is to achieve Zikaron. And the opposite is Shichacha. And therefore he says, if it's Yehi Momen Chavercha Chav Olechek Shalcha, you're careful about him. You have the Ava and the Kolius Nefashas Yisrael Yachad, we integrate all of Kali Yisrael into one entity. Then, Haskein Atzmecha Lilmo Torah. Now you're ready for Limud Torah. And he says, Ki al yidei ze ikar atikun shel ha-nefesh Lilmo Torah. What is the main method by which you can prepare your soul for the study of Torah? You can't just study Torah. You need to prepare yourself for the study of Torah. Ki al yidei ze yicholim lichlol b'seichel ha-kolel. It's only when we integrate ourselves into this concept, this overarching concept of Klolius Nefashos Yisrael. When we're part of Kehilas Yaakov, when Nikolim and Nikbotzim Yachad B'Avu B'Achdus, then we're ready for Torah. Because now we could be connected to the Seichel HaKolel, which is the Torah Bishlemus, which is the Chachma Ilah. How do you achieve Kedushas HaTorah? You know, there are many stories that we know about people who, unfortunately, they separated themselves from the tzibur, from the community. Do you remember there was a very famous book about Robinson Crusoe? You know, he lived on an island by himself. Some Jews feel that I can live like Robinson Crusoe on my own island, and I can cut myself off from the community of Israel, chas v'shalom, and I can dedicate myself to the study of Torah, and I'm going to flourish. I'm going to achieve the highest level. I won't be bothered by the community. I don't have to worry about them. I don't have to be concerned about you and you and you. No. I'll live for myself. I'll build myself up. And Rabbi Nosson is fighting a battle against that Weltanschauung, against that Hashkafas Olam. He says just the opposite. The more you're connected and integrated into the community of Israel, then your Keilas Yaakov is Torah Tziva Lot of Moshe. Then Haskin Asbuchalum Torah. How? Because of the Ahavta L'Reach. Because you were part of that Ava that is Kolel, that incorporates the entire Jewish community. And I'm always tempted to quote Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai was one of the Rishonim, and he says that if you teach someone else Torah, if you share with others, then you get credit for that other person's Torah study. Can you imagine? You can have two people. One person is Robinson Crusoe. He's learning Torah Yom Valayla. And you have another person who can't put in those hours of Torah. He's part of the community. He has many responsibilities. But he teaches Torah. And it could very well be that the person, paradoxically, who teaches Torah, shares his time, will have more Torah than the person who's dedicating himself 24/7 to Torah. V'zeu she'ein Yerusha Lach. Why does the Mishnah use the singular form that you as an individual will not be able to inherit the Torah? That's Be'atzmecha, l'cha be'atzmecha. When you're on your own, you're alone, you're cut off, you're independent. Kshata cholek atzmecha chas v'shalom. You become Robinson Crusoe. You're not part of the nefashos hanichlolos be'seichel hakolel. You know, you refuse to integrate yourself into the seichel hakolel, this overarching, all-inclusive, integrating yourself with the entire community of Israel. Azai, ein ator Yerusha l'cha. Don't think that you're going to just sit and learn, and you can inherit the Torah from your grandfather and your father and your ancestors. Ki haTorah Yerusha Kach L'Keilas Yaakov. When is there a Yerusha? When can you soak up the Torah and be elevated and educated and enlightened by the Torah of previous generations? That's only bis asfam yachad bi'avav shalom. Only if you're part of that entire asifa, you integrate yourself into the assembly of Israel. Bi'avav shalom. But if it's loch, levadcha, you're alone, atacholik atzmecha, you don't want to get involved with other people. You're jealous of them, or maybe they're jealous of you. You have certain enmity against them, chas v'shalom. And therefore you separate yourself, you're cholek atzmecha, you remove yourself from the entire tzibba, like Korach I'm thinking of, right? Lokach es atzmo letzarechot, he took himself away. And now we get to the third part of this statement in the Mishnah in Avos, after Yimam and Chavercha, Chavro lech v'shalcha, haskein atzmecha letalmud Torah, sheni Yerushalach. Now we get to the third part, v'chol ma'asecha yugul shem shamayim. All your activities, All your endeavors should be for the sake of heaven. Shamayim? Says Rabbi Nosson, what's the significance of the word Shamayim, the heavens? The heavens represent the entire universe of the Seichel HaKolel. Shegavoa ma'od, it's Kodesh Kodashim, it's on a very high, lofty level. Bechinas ki gavu shamayim me'aretz. The pasuk says, shamayim is so much greater and higher than aretz. Hainu shekol mashata oseyia, whatever actions you pursue, tizkeli kolel b'seicha kol, be part of the entire community of Israel. That seichel HaKolel that encompasses all the people of Israel. That's the highest level. That's the level of Shamayim. That's the Kodesh Kodashim. That's the Holy of Holies, the Beis HaMikdash, the Shoresh. It's the root. And all of Torah emanates from that root. Get back to the root. Get back to the Shoresh. To the original source. And what happens when you link back to the source? Listen to what Rabbi Nosson says. Shom nimtak v'nistaken akol. And here Rabbi Nosson alludes to another concept in the Kabbalah, in the writings of the Arizal, called hamtokas hadinim. And if you want to write this down, hamtokas hadinim means that you have judgment that's bitter, and you could sweeten that judgment. And tikkun means that you could fix up and rectify that which you may have chas v'shalom been mekalkel. And how? By reaching the level and connecting to the Shoresh HaTorah. Because in the Shoresh HaTorah, the root of the Torah, everything is good, everything is pure, everything is uplifting, sublime, inspiring. It's a Kedusha, sanctity, and Tara in the Shoresh HaTorah. And in that Shoresh HaTorah, which is so pure and so lofty and so high, there's Hamtokas HaDinim. There's a process of Tikkun. This is something that we all have to aspire to. That Hamtokas HaDinim and Tikkun HaKol. We don't want to Chas V'Shalom suffer from Dinim, from harsh judgments. We want to rise above harsh judgments. We want to sweeten the bitterness of judgment. And how do we do this? By connecting to the Shoresh HaTorah. And the Shoresh HaTorah, as we said before, is the Seichel HaKolel. Is that body of intellect, that infinite body that encompasses everything, the entire universe. He says that your fellow Jew will be able to be mekayim the Torah, to sustain and fulfill the Torah biyadcha, through you, because you're connected to him. You're part of the Seichel HaKolel. You're Nechlolim Yachad. You go back to the Kodesh Kodashim and you cling and connect yourself to the Shoresh HaTorah. V'albinoscha al tishoyeh. Pasuk says, don't rely on your own incredible genius, because even your incredible genius is not going to take you around the bases. It's not going to bring you to the level of that understanding and comprehension of the entire corpus of Torah, of the Seichel HaKolel. Ki Iker Kiyum HaTorah, again, Rabbi Nosson for the third time emphasizes that Kiyum HaTorah al Yedei Zeh Shenechlolim Yachad, we're all included. Kamo Shehizir HaRizal Mi'od Al Avas Chaverim. The Arizal, 5 centuries ago in Tzfat, put all the emphasis on loving your fellow Jew. Now, at this point, I want to ask you to put on your mathematical thinking caps. You know, we're going to do a little bit of basic arithmetic here. In the morning tefillah, right before Kriyat Shema, who remembers what the last word is? Do you remember it? Do you have a sitter in front of you? No, you don't have a sitter in front of you. Okay, I'm going to read the bracha to you. Bracha to Hashem, Habocher b'yamo Yisrael b'yavo. What's the last word in that blessing? Bava. Now write down the word Bava and put a line, a vertical line, after Bet. Right, Bet is number 2. And then you have the word Ahava. Aleph, Hey, Beis, Hey. So what is the numerical value of Ahava, of love? 1, 5 is 6. And 2 is 8. And 5? 13. Okay. Now we're going to write another word on our page. If anyone needs a pen, let me know. Look at the word Echad. Aleph, Ches, Dal. What's the numerical value of Echad? 13. Also 13. Now we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, Echad. God is Echad. Echad is what number? 13. Then we say another pasuk in Vaschanan, which we read a week ago, Ki goy echad ba'aretz. Again the word echad, referring to whom? Which nation is echad? Klal Yisrael. Again the number 13. So the Arizal says that before we read Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is Ava of Hashem, Yavta Hashem Elokecha, and Ava, we said, is 13. And that 13 corresponds to Hashem Echad, God is one. Now, says the Arizal, we have to first introduce it with a different Echad. And that's Goy Echad Baretz. We have to have love for the Jewish nation. And therefore it says, Habocher B'Yav Yisrael, why does God choose the people of Israel? Bet Ava, because they have two Avas. They have two Avas, one for Hashem Echad, and the other for me, Ke'am Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So before we accept upon ourselves the love of Hashem, we have to Hashem. First we have to accept upon ourselves the love for every Jew. V'alkein, Iker HaGolus Hoya Yidei Sinas Chino, Shoyi V'Bai Shein. Gemara Yuma and other places asks, why did the second Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? What was the sin of the Jewish people during the second Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is baseless hatred, sinas chino. And what's the geula? How are we going to bring about the termination of exile and the ultimate redemption? Because Elio HaNavi is going to come first. He's the harbinger of geula, of redemption. V'yaseh shalom. Look at that. He will create peace and harmony. Because until this point, we were suffering from the plague of sinas chinam. Now we're going to rectify sinas chinam. And Elio HaNavi is going to lead the charge of creating shalom. Ein Elio Basei Chazal, Letame, Letayer, Vechuli, Elo Laso Shalom, the ultimate purpose, the goal and the agenda of Elio HaNavi is to create peace, harmony amongst the Jewish people. Hainu Shalom Yom Levar Lono Alochos, right? Some people think, oh, the purpose of Elio coming, like we say, Teku, is to clarify Halacha, which is eluding us, it's confusing. Rak, but rather, Laso Shalom Ba'olam. The purpose of Elio HaNavi coming to this world is Laso Shalom Ba'olam. What is Elio HaNavi's name? The Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin talks about different names. And it's very interesting. This is I heard this once from my friend Rabbi Shurin in the name of his grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Each one of the Amoraim who try to answer the question, what is Mashiach's name, give their own name. So that's where Rabbi Yaakov said that the Mashiach is going to be so great that everybody sees himself in the Mashiach. So it doesn't matter whether you're Lubavitch, whether you're Litvak, whether you're Taimani, whether you're a man or whatever it is, you'll see yourself in Mashiach. Mashiach reaches out to everyone because Mashiach represents the Seichel HaKolel, the Kodshei Kodshim, the Torah Vishlei Musa. The Oz Mevela Yisbaru Kol Halachos. How will we get clarification on those halachas? There's so many cases where the Gemara ends up with taken with a suffix. We don't know the answer. Who's going to unravel those mysteries? Who's going to determine the final halacha? And the answer is, it will be determined as a result of Asiyah Shalom. Because with the Asiyah Shalom, and we overcome all the machlokas and banish all these controversies, we become one and peaceful, we have now all the Shamos HaKolos, we go back to the Shoresh of Torah, which is the Seichel HaKolel. And now we understand that the answers to all our halachic questions. Kal yidei shalom vaklolius ayidei zeh haTorah nichlelus b'sharsha b'secha kol b'kodshi kodshim v'sham beirur kol halachas b'chinas ki yipolei b'cha davar l'mishpat v'kamta v'alisa l'mokom ki yikar beirur kol halachas b'chinas kodshi kodshim shesham omdim luchos ha'evan Bechina Seichel HaKol Anal. Nimtza, now he summarizes his whole presentation. We understand what it means that Elio is going to come to create Shalom. He's not coming just to be Metami and Metayer to finally give the final rulings and issue the answers to our halachic questions. And the reason for that is because, as Chazal say many times, Lo B'Shamayim, we down here on earth, we have to determine halacha. So where does Eliyahu and Mashiach come to play? I mean, it's Lo B'Shamayim. We have to create that Torah. We have to come up with the answers to the questions. But the answer is that Eliyahu is going to create Shalom. And once Eliyahu creates Shalom, we are part of the Nishmos HaKolos, the Seichel. We have now access to the Seichel HaKolel. And if so, we're going to have the answers to all our questions in Torah. And now we're on page 2. V'zeh b'chinas kol ha'umnim shomrei sachar. So I gave over to an artisan a raw material. Let's say raw clay. And the question now is, what level of responsibility falls on the shoulders of the umnin, of these artisans, of these workers? I know Shashem is Baruch Paras Kol HaOlam Umeloa Lasos She'odom Yase B'chol Dover Melochos Ve'umnis Harbe Shal Yidei Zed Dafka Yie Kol Tikun Abriya Hachitim Tzuchim Litchon Aturmasim Tzuchim Tikun. Every single thing that grows, vegetation, needs a process to make it worthy of or edible.
Excuse me, what line are you on?
Yeah, we're on page 2. Okay. And if you, in the main paragraph, you count that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down.
Okay.
Everything in nature needs to be rectified, needs to be perfected. That requires the human element, the human endeavor, the human activity. We can see that with our own five senses. There's nothing in God's creation that we can use for our purposes. Unless the person, the human being, can do malachos, he can work with them, and he can upgrade them and perfect them. But you can't eat raw stalks of wheat. You've got to first grind them. After you grind them, then you add water and so forth. It's a whole long process. Where he gives an example of malbushim, right? You'll take a strip of linen or wool. You can't wear it. You've got to do many very subtle malachos, you know, umnas. You have to be to perfect it and make a garment out of it. And that's true for everything in nature. Everything in nature requires for man to enjoy the benefit to first give it to the professionals, you know, who know how to perfect it. And he says, what's the source of all these kinds of works to produce and manufacture things? The source of it all is Chachmas HaTorah, the wisdom of the Torah. V'chol chiyusam v'kiyumo ayidei emunas chachamim. And the ability for this to persist and to create objects and garments and so forth and so on is emunas chachamim. Because hachachamim amitim shebechol dor v'dor misyagim v'torchim v'chol pam l'ashem v'satorah. Doesn't just happen automatically. We have to work very hard. The hachachamim, the true great scholars of each generation, are working hard over time in order to be mashlim the Torah, to complete the Torah. And even to come up with new insights into the Torah. So we're going to work very hard in the scholars of the generation at the forefront to create and manufacture, so to speak, many holy books. Because the Torah itself is infinite. Shezeu b'chinas v'izein v'chiker v'sike misholim harbe. Sha'asa z'naim la'Torah. This is all about Shlomo HaMelech, who created all these siyags la'Torah. How do you say siyag in Hebrew, in English? A fence, I guess you'd say. And the bottom line of this is that in order to understand the Torah, we have to connect ourselves with the real Chachamim Amitim, the genuine scholars of that generation. Okay, I don't know if we completed this, because as I said before, this is part of a massive work, but I think this is where we'll stop. I just want to mention, before we end for the day, that in Emirat Hashem, a week from tonight, I'm starting a new series for men and women at 7:30 p.m. here. I don't know if it's in this room or maybe in another room here in the OU Center. They're going to designate a room for this. We'll be studying Ashkafa, Contemporary Halacha, go through some of the works of the Gedolim, the greats of the generations, and try to come out with, you know, an understanding of these issues. that are very burning issues in our time. And after that, at 8:30, I have a Gemara Shia, for anyone who wants to stay, or wants to come just for the Gemara Shia. So let me take this opportunity to wish you a great week.
You too, thank you.
And thank you so much. And we should be zocheh to be part of this amazing Seichel HaKol, this Chochmei Lah. And the key to success is V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Ken Yiratzon.